Hello and welcome back to another episode of It's
Risky Business.
A show about taking risks, pursuing your passion, and doing the things that you want to do in life. And I'm extremely excited today because we have two badasses here with us from the Tawdry House, and we're going to talk all things branding, taking risks, and all the things that lead up to being successful in doing the things that you're doing in life and are passionate about. So Tawdry is a handcrafted and personalized e-commerce-based company focused on making meaningful accessories while fostering a positive and encouraging environment for females. Always great with her friends and her hands, and in love with all things feminine and sweet, Tiffany Dominguez started Tawdry from her bedroom in 2009. Inspired by Audrey Hepburn, she fused her first name with Hepburn to launch a brand in celebration of the icon's elegant mischief. Tiffany established a handcrafted and hand-personalized method her team takes great pride in today. Every piece is designed, crafted, personalized, and presented by the all-girl team, the Tod Squad, from their Miami showroom lovingly called the Jewelry Box. Tiffany and Danielle, welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
What an intro.
Yeah. Tiffany, tell us, so as you heard, we're a show about taking risks, and we want to know the risks that you took in your journey, essentially.
Sure. So I come from a family of Cuban immigrants that came to this country with nothing. And I love sharing this story. And I'm sure a lot of us from Miami can relate. But for those listening to us, you know, in all different cities and states. So I feel like there's a certain grit that we're instilled with, right, as we come from like Cuban immigrant families. And most of my family ended up becoming entrepreneurs in different fields. So I had that. I was, you know, raised by entrepreneurs. And I had that passion and that learning instilled in me at a very young age. So while growing up, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I wanted to have my own business. So I got my business degree here at the University of Miami, never really connecting the two that it was going to be in jewelry. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my business degree. Let's see what happens. All the while, I've always been very good with my hands. I've always been very creative. And very hands-on. And, you know, kind of funny backstory is the jewelry, I'm a self-taught jeweler. I'm not like a professional jeweler. I'm a self-taught jeweler, but professional, you know, but with a business major. And jewelry started as a hobby. I would make it with friends, you know, over wine, and started selling it little by little. And come 2009, this is after, you know, I graduated, I was just working in the field and marketing. And I had a decision to make if I wanted to take a different role where I was currently at or go out on my own. So here's where the risk factor comes into play, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if we're going to do this risk, I'm going to do it now while I'm young, although I'd love to say I'm still young. So, but you know, when I was younger,
<Me too. laughs>
let me do it now, this pre-marriage, pre-kids, let me go ahead and do it. And I literally started it from my bedroom floor, like still living at home in my parents' house. And at this time was like when Shopify and Etsy and all of these like e-commerce platforms became accessible to us. And it was really easy to have an e-commerce. You didn't have to code crazy websites. So I opened up what I thought was awesome website back then, but it was like rinky dinky site, a few products. And, you know, kind of fast forward as the brand has evolved over the last 11 years, we sell nationally. We're a QVC brand. So we're part of the QVC family where we sell on national television in over 350 million homes.
Wow.
We've been featured on the Today Show. We are an all-female team. We make everything in-house, as you mentioned, like in the Jewelry Box. So we have definitely grown and evolved over the years. Very steady, attainable growth. I like to be conservative. Funny, I'm a risk taker, of course, but I like to be conservative in that aspect. I mean, so that's kind of it, like in a nutshell. And then I have Dee on here with me, who's like my right hand and part of the team. And she's really the voice to Tawdry. Mm-hmm. And Dee came on board 5 years ago. We're best friends, best childhood friends. We've known each other since we were younger than 10. And she's come on to really head like all of the communications and creative, a lot of the branding. And then we work together for a lot of the marketing. So that's kind of like a quick summary.
I love it.
Which a whole nother risk, because everybody told us not to work together.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, don't work with your best friend. Don't work with your best friend. Don't work with your best friend. So that was a huge risk we took, but happy to say it's worked out so far. We haven't gotten a divorce.
That's a huge testament to your company culture too. Just knowing that you guys can work together through all these years. That's ingrained in company culture. So that's hats off to you guys. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Tiffany, when you started it, did you have a vision for where it would be now and where it is now? Or were you just kind of doing this because you felt passionate about it and wanted to do it?
I, for sure, passion has always been like, a root into Tawdry and what, like a foundation that we've built off of. And I knew that it was going to be something big. I mean, and we're just at like the tip of the iceberg, right? So I'm like, I did have a vision in the direction that I wanted the company to grow, but I could have never have imagined the success that we've had here, which is really, I guess I've kind of very much been taking like baby steps, but I knew the direction that we were going to go. And I knew that it was going to be more than just jewelry. That's one of the main things that we love to say, like, Our jewelry is really jewelry with meaning through our personalization. And we're trying to build more than just a jewelry company. We really are focusing on a brand that right. is Tawdry through our messaging, through empowering women. So I knew that direction that we wanted to go for sure. And I think just as we continue to grow, it just gets heightened.
Right. And something that we believe in very much. So Amanda and I spearhead an organization that encourages small business owners, creatives, to develop a mission statement to understand their why, which is super important to keep going and have a vision for where you want to go with your passion. And I think that it's super, super important. So the next thing that I think is interesting, because once we really get into our passion and we're doing what we're doing, it's difficult to hand off some of the responsibilities and trust somebody else. And in comes D, where, so a little backstory, D is our connection, Tiffany, where you brought me in to do, well, D was also the person who vouched for me. I came in to do a brand video for Tawdry, and that's where I stepped into the magical world of Tawdry. And I was like, whoa, you know, the branding's on point, the culture, these two women are badasses. And I know D's a badass because I filmed her wedding and she was the creative director of her own wedding, essentially. Oh, and that's why everything came out beautiful and everything was incredible. So I think that it's beautiful that you brought in a friend and then also just trusted the fact that you would get along and you could hand off some responsibilities and she was going to take it and be successful with it.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that attests to that, because it's not only with Danielle, I feel like with all of the girls that are part of the Todd Squad, that it's like, it's so important on communication. Like communication is key. It's so important in all types of relationships, nonetheless, working relationships. Like we say with each other all the time, we all spend more time with each other than we even do with like our spouses. I mean, maybe not now during quarantine, yeah. but you know, just in general, we all spend so much time together. So whoever you work with, you have to have that great communication. And we try to instill that with everything, not only internally, but with like our customers as well.
So I'd like to know about any transitions, how you've been able to pivot during this time, because it's been difficult for every small business owner.
Oh my God, that for sure. Do you want to lead this question, our favorite pivoting topic, our favorite pivoting 2020 topic?
Yes, pivot has been the word of 2020. And I think it's been, I know we, Tiff and I have been talking a lot about like the culture of the company and what we want the company to be and how 2020 kind of shifted that. And we were talking about it last night and saying, I feel like before, you know, the world ended in 2020, we were so focused on what we wanted the company to be. And then 2020 happened and the rug was pulled out from underneath all of us. And we had to really stop and pay attention to what our customers wanted the company to be. And that made us shift everything. And it has really worked for us to kind of turn around and focus on the basics, you know, customer mm-hmm. communication, customer service, go back to the beginning of talking to customers through DM, reaching out through mailing lists, finding out what do you guys want, because we've experienced a lot of growth in the last couple of years and we just have our eye on the prize and we want to get bigger and bigger. But 2020 was like, turn around and look at your people and focus on the customers you have, not the customers you want. And in doing that, it has really, really helped us to grow and has really allowed us to connect further with our customers and to further establish this community and this culture that we're trying to grow.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. So even like with some additional like pivoting examples, so our jewelry box, which is our like workshop, previous to this, we would allowed customers to come shop here. But then when the shutdown happened, we had to close our doors and strictly focus on online, which was our main avenue anyways. But now it's like, okay, we're really just going to focus on e-commerce space. And we really had to communicate via our email blast. And I had, you know, really through like social media and all of that, and how exactly how Danielle said, like, we even a lot of times ask our customers, and I will continue to ask, like, how can we serve you better? Mm-hmm. And we feel like it's all about serving our current customers. And with that, customers and slash followers and brand and fans will continue to come. So, you know, I think sometimes it's like, it's exactly that. You have to like take a step back and of course always have the eye on the prize, but really see like, okay, what could we do right now that's better to serve our current tawdry girls?
And we really feel like we put out some great vibes and positivity. Even from the start of this, one of the things that we wanted to do was give back. And when everything hit, and we have a lot of friends and family that are in the service industry and in hotels and restaurants, and we felt so grateful that we could keep going. There were so many people that were just forced to just turn off and had no other way to reach out to their customer base and make money and serve. And we could. So we felt so grateful that really the second week of quarantine, we were like, we don't even know how we're going to survive, but hey, we're going to give back. And we just started giving back to different initiatives and different restaurants. And we felt like we paid it forward, and the universe rewarded us for that.
That's like, amazing.
We've really kept that going, and we really feel like we've kept with the mantra throughout all of this. Like, we're all in this together. We have to give back, and good things will come to us if we give back, but we can't just be just about tawdry. 2020 has shown us that we are all connected, and this is a whole big world, and we all need to work together. So I think that's been a big pivot too, or really just a refocus of just like how much we want to give back to the community, connect with people outside of our industry.
That's amazing. That's so powerful. And I think your brand voice, even since the beginning, has been feminine. It's been optimistic, and you have always exuded this spirit of just uplifting light and positivity. So it's so wonderful to hear how you guys have reframed and kind of taken these steps forward and just really even fortified that brand voice that you had even before the pandemic.
And just going Thank back you. To how important it is for a brand to be successful is to develop a culture, some beliefs, some things that you really stand by, because at the end of the day, you make amazing jewelry, but there's a zillion other jewelry companies out there. So if you don't have a particular message tied into your jewelry, then you're just gonna be drowned out by the noise. And I think that that's where you've been another aspect of where tawdry has been successful.
Thank you. Well, even that, like touching upon what you were saying, that on the culture and kind of what you were saying, Amanda, too, about like our messaging, is we try to really focus on that like internally too, because we absolutely feel like you have to be what you practice, what you preach. And it literally needs to come from inside and from like your heart and your core. So some examples that we try to do like internally and then therefore put it out in our messaging is like, so we have daily team meetings. I give this example like all the time, but we have our daily team meetings every day, like every morning. And before we even get into what we have to talk about work-wise, we do a daily gratitude on like, what are you thankful for today? And it could be something as small as like, I had an awesome glass of wine last night and I'm still thinking about it and I'm grateful for that. To like, you know, obviously health is top of mind on everybody, and we say every day like, we're so thankful that we're healthy, we're so thankful that our family's healthy. But we feel like when we start with the right mindset and intention, we can be more productive we can serve our customers better, we'll be more motivated at work. And therefore, that messaging goes into our Tawdry Girls and our branding as well. So we try to be very clear in like the branding on our, I mean, the messaging on our packaging, the captions that we use, the, you know, the way that we start, the way that we address our customers, the tone of voice, how we answer, so that in every angle, you're getting that messaging. Because you're absolutely right, Sten. You can buy jewelry from anybody. Like you could, you can buy anything from anybody, right? So it's like, why are they going to choose Tawdry over another brand that, that with the internet now, it's like you can buy online from everybody. So we really, and really value our customers so much because we know how you said there's so much noise. The options are endless. How are we going to stand out? So we try to really focus and do that through our messaging and through our branding. And we always say that like Tawdry is a lifestyle. It's not just on wearing, you know, a bunch of necklaces and bracelets like I have on. It really is like a way of life and like a culture.
So I'd like to know what's coming up. What's in the future of Tawdry?
Oh my. Short term is we're heading into like the holiday season, which is our biggest season of the year. And we're so pumped because we've had such great growth in 2020. We know that we're going to like knock it out of the park this holiday season. So that's like something in the near future that that's focusing on. We're continuing to work with QVC, which is amazing. We have 9 products on their website. The brand has been featured 3 times this year so far. I was on live once, a host feature like did the brand another time, and then I was able to do a phone call another time. So that's something else. And we're really focusing on attending to our customers. So we started during quarantine these like what we call sip and shops. And it's like our Thursday night wine night with our best girlfriends across the country because we get like thousands of views each time. So we do these sip and shops every Thursday where we'll either talk about, you know, new pretties or talk about like different topics and stuff too.
That's great for marketing. And you kind of pivoted that because wasn't that something that you were having in your showroom? There was people coming in on the weekends, right?
We would always do events in the showroom, and then we knew we wanted to do some sort of digital event. And then the Sip and Shop really just happened. And we were like, we should try to get rid of some of this inventory we have and come up with like a fun way of doing like a sample sale on Instagram. Let's do it on, okay, what about Thursdays? And we asked our customers on what day and what time we should do it. And then we're on a call. What should we call it? Well, let's do like a happy hour. Let's just call it Sip and Shop. And then
I know.
It is a thing. Sip and shops are a thing. People, if we miss a week, we get emails and where's the Sip and Shop? Why didn't you guys have one? I'm waiting. And people set their alarms and it's great. And it's become it's a thing. Totally. It is a thing. Sip and Shop Thursdays is a thing. And we're so grateful.
And I think that's what's also so wonderful about a brand like yours is that you're built on community, or community is like a centerpiece of what you do. And again, this time has really even just fortified that, the opportunity to connect with one another. So people, I can imagine they're waiting around all week for that next check-in with you guys. So that's so great that you have that.
And that's how you can tell you have a really great marketing and creative mind when they're just like nonchalantly like, yeah, let's think of a name. Oh, Sip and Shop. Like it'll take people forever to come up with a good name for something. And boom, there it is. So I'd like to hear some advice, something that you'd like to tell somebody who's an entrepreneur or somebody who's trying to build a team, or any nugget of information that you can offer from your own experiences.
Oh, okay. Let me bring out my notebook. Like, let me bring everything out because I have so many. But I really think for entrepreneurs, no matter what stage you're at, right? Whether you're like you're just starting, or if you're 5 years in, 10 years in, like whatever it is, I think it's to really focus on the journey. Like I recently posted this picture during our first Today Show, and we had like all these boxes of envelopes, and I was so stoked. I laid down on all the envelopes and I'm like, this is amazing. And now it's like that many envelopes is like a Tuesday, you know, like that's like normal then for us. So, which is something so cool when you look back at it, right? But so I think it's like, it really is like enjoying the journey, embracing every moment. Like, of course, we always have to keep looking ahead and on to the next thing. And we continually have to like evolve. But I think it's really enjoying the whole process and just loving and being passionate about what you do. And when that money and passion is there, it'll work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think to just kind of find a way to, I guess I feel like a lot of people think they have to do their job and then, you know, like give back to the community or do things that make them happy on the side. And we don't have time to separate those things. So I think it's just so important to find ways to integrate the things that you want to do for the world and for your life and for your own growth into your job. And I very grateful that through Tawdry, I can do things like last October that my mother had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And we were like, you know what? We're going to make a really big deal about this for my mom this month. And we had my mom design a bracelet stack and threw a big breast cancer event for her and wrote notes and delivered notes and necklaces to the center at Sylvester that she was getting her mm-hmm. daily radiation. And there's so many ways to like integrate those worlds and that will make you happy and make you feel fulfilled. Because I feel like a lot of times we just want to like work and do the thing. And then, you know, at 7 o'clock at night, we'll do an hour of something that makes us happy, but do what makes you happy all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think even with that, while integrating, like when you integrate what makes you happy all day, it's okay to blend. I always say like, there's no such thing as work-life balance. Do work-life integration, because when you love what you do, you don't, it doesn't have to be a hard 9 to 5 then stop, and you can integrate your life and your passion into the same world, you know, and blend the two and kind of like continuing to play off of the integrating what Danielle said. I feel like one time it was Tony Robbins that said it, like, it's about work-life integration. Don't worry about having the balance. And at this time, I'm going to be with the kids. And at this time, I'm going to go do yoga. Like, it's totally fine. I take my laptops on family vacations. Mm-hmm. I take calls while I'm dropping off Sienna at school. I like, you know, it's okay to fuse the two together, especially when you love it. Mm-hmm. You won't mind to do it.
Yeah. So we love pro tip moments here at It's Risky Business. So I think this is a huge pro tip moment.
We heard a pro tip
right
in there.
Here. So work-life integration. Right, sure. I love that. And that's so, yeah, that reinforces the purpose behind what we do. And it's all encompassing at that point.
And that's why it's important to separate your own values, your own intentions from maybe your friends, because maybe your friends are doing stuff that they don't like to do. So maybe they'll be judgy or say some things about the fact that you're on your phone and responding to an email or taking care of something work related because they hate their job. So you should identify that you like your job and you believe in what you're doing. So it's okay for you to take a quick moment and not be doing it all the time. But if you need to take a quick moment to do something for work, do it, get it out of the way, and then go back to engaging with the people that you're around. You know, there's definitely a fine line between working way too much and ignoring your family and friends and integration, which is just finding the time to do it in the right amount of space and then going back to what you were doing, essentially.
Yeah. And I think too, like those of us that have children, my husband and I talk about it all the time. I think it's actually really healthy for our children to see as entrepreneurs. And Tiffany, you said you were raised in an entrepreneurial home. To really see what this looks like, how it can be a lifestyle in a really healthy way with boundaries, and led with intention. So I think it's really important, this integration aspect of life and work, and allowing those, your friends and your family, to kind of see what that rhythm looks like. It can be inspiring.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Absolutely. And I feel like for us entrepreneurs, like the hustle doesn't stop. Right? You reach one thing, you're ready to the next thing. You reach and all of that. So it's like you have to keep hustling, and therefore you have to integrate and blend the two worlds together.
Yeah.
100%. This was amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time. And let us know, where can the listeners find your amazing, amazing items, and just to learn more about the Tawdry culture?
Sure. So you can definitely follow us on Instagram, and that's at TawdryJewelry21. And of course, you can learn more and also shop on Tawdry.com. But on our website, we also have like the Tawd blog, if you want to read more on just us and on our culture. And we have a really great brand video where you can get to know all of us that Sten did, which then funny joke while we end, we only work with women, right? And we're an all women team, but our videographer is a man. So his tawdry name is Stenifer.
Well,
so Stenifer did our video.
I'm very in touch with my feminine side. Me and my friends joke about that often, so it's totally all right.
It's funny, but this is really, really fun. This is awesome, guys.
No, and yeah, we really appreciate you two taking the time, because I know how busy you two are hustling out there and just creating culture and empowering women all around. So I thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you,
Sten. And I encourage you as a listener to take risks, to pursue your passion. And remember that it's not going to be easy, but it's important for you to understand your mission and your why. And pro tip, integrate your life. If you are currently doing a job that you like and you're passionate about, but you feel guilty about doing too much of it, figure out a way to integrate and spread it out and do the work that's important to you at any time of the day that you need to get it done. And be grateful. Just be grateful. That's our show. Thank you so much. And please subscribe, share. And if you know anybody at all that needs to hear some of this stuff, please share it. And have a wonderful day.
Yes.
Bye.
See you soon.